This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's the most bullshit greeting I've ever heard. There is nobody more important than me, for crying out loud. I was calling about your De La Guerra. I got a guy that's jumping out of his pants to see it.
I think it was Pee Wee Herman was his client. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Great guest today, attorney James Ballantyne, and he's been in the news with Fair Housing, Flamingo Mobile Home Park, the city of Santa Barbara, senior status, vacancy control. So a lot going on there. He'll join me in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year to date, we'll do in the first segment, and periodically, I look at condos. Every week, we look at single family homes. After last week's program, someone called up during a rebroadcast, thinking they were calling live, and he was asking about condos, and he was saying, yeah, well, condos don't appreciate as much as single family. Is that true? I said, well, just off the top, I think it's true, but I don't have any data in front of me. And so lo and behold, just by chance, this week, starting back in 2010, I did year-to-date, the 47th week of the year through the end of November, I looked at condos in addition to single family. So then I got a little more focused on it and cleaned it up a little bit and took a look at the difference and what's appreciated and the difference in appreciation year by year and over the 11-year period, 2010 to 2021. Let's jump in. Let's go to 2020 to just get rid of the 2021 insanity. Not that 2020 was shirking its responsibility of insanity, a median price of $1.6 million for single family homes. And so from 2010 to 2020, single family homes appreciated 84% on that median sales price. 2010, $865,000. 2020, just under $1.6 million. 84%. Condos back in 2010, $435,000. 2020, the 47th week of the year, $725,000. Increase 67%. So a difference of 17%. Single family homes, that 10-year period went up 84%. Median price did. And the median price condos, 67%. So a difference of 17%. However, bring us to 2021, where the median price year to date is $1,950,000. Last year, almost $1,006,000, although at this time it was actually $1,588,000. Condos year to date median price $834,000. Last year it was $725,000. So if you look at, which represents a 23% increase for condos, and I'm sorry, that's the number of sales are up 23%. The median priced condos year over year up 15%, whereas single family went up 23%. Last year, condos had gone up 10% over 2019. Single family went up 21%. I guess what I should have done is looked at 2010 to 2019 to have seen that, boy, maybe I could do that during the break, because I think there would be less of a difference, because obviously when you have single family going up 21% and 23% in 2 years, although the condos went up 10% and 15%, which is way higher than they normally did. The only fluke was in 2013, the median sales price of condos went up 25% over 2012 in 2013. And single family homes went up 18%. So that year, 2013, is actually the record going back to 2010 until we hit 2020. But actually, the increase in condos, that is the record to go up 25% in 2013 for the first 47 weeks of the year. Last 2 years, condos went up 10% and 15%. So, okay, so 2010 to 2021, median sales price of single-family homes went up 125%. That's more than doubled. From $865,000 to $1,950,000 year-to-date. But condos went up 92%, almost doubled, from $435,000 in 2010 to $834,000 in 2021. Again, not the full year, 47 weeks. So now the difference in the percentage increase is 33% between condos and single-family homes. Whereas through 2020, accumulated difference was 17%. So again, maybe next week I'll look at 2019. I don't think you'd see as much as a difference in that 9 year stretch. Okay, any questions? $1,950,000 and condos, and that's single family homes, and condos $834,000. First 47 weeks of the year. Now, just to go back to November 6th, when I did this, to remind everyone, oh, I can't do that. I don't have 2021 in there. Huh. Never mind. Okay, that's stats. Here's a house I found that sold off market, asking price $800,000, sold for, I'm sorry, $8 million. House sold off market, just reported the asking price $8 million, sold for $8,250,000. Wow. And it closed in November 2021. I looked at the history and it closed in September for $7,685,000. So I didn't do the math. But that's, you know, $565,000 more just a couple of months later. So I assume that they didn't do any fix-up or work. The time it sold before that was December 2019 for $4,295,000. And I would like to think that they did a lot of updating. I tried to find out, but didn't hear back. But that's... That's this market. And then, that's what she said. And then, I got two letters from SoCal Edison on the same day, November 22nd, 2021. Dear valued customer, letters to inform you, Southern California Edison has received a request from your community choice aggregator. To return the service to SoCal Edison. This will be effective November 22nd. When the return to SCE, SoCal Edison, is complete, your account will be placed on schedule procurement change transitional bundled service for 6 months. Your account will be placed on bundled portfolio service for a minimum commitment of 12 months. The time served under schedule PC-TBS shall apply toward the 12-month on BPS in the future. If you'd like to transfer your account to Community Choice Aggregation Service after the BPS commitment period, you will need to provide 6 months advance notice to SCE. Using the 6 month advance notice to transfer to Community Choice Aggregation Service, Form 19-. The form is available online. If you have any questions, good luck. Don't call us. We'll call you. Sincerely, Southern. Can you imagine just trying to opt out? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with attorney James Ballantyne, and we'll see if he's bringing any beer.